Data Maguire is here with the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. The Federal Reserve last night raised US interest rates to between 4.75% and 5%. It's the ninth consecutive rate rise there and brings rates to their highest level in 16 years. And it comes despite concerns that higher interest rates could put pressure on more banks following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank earlier this month. Victoria Scholar is head of investment at Interactive Investor. She joins me on the line now. Victoria, given the banking turmoil, was there any expectation that the Fed might not raise interest rates this time?
Well, there was actually. In recent days, expectations have certainly been wound back quite significantly. It wasn't long ago that Fed watchers were looking for a more aggressive 50 basis point increase. And last week, people were debating whether the Fed would raise rates by 25 basis points or actually hold steady altogether. The ECB raised rates by 50 basis points last week, which arguably paved the way for the Fed to move anyway, despite the turmoil on the banking sector yesterday.
Yeah, we have seen, obviously, the problems that these higher interest rates have caused for some banks. Did the Fed say anything to try and help settle nerves of the market?
Yes, it did. It said that the banking situation had stabilised over the last week. Stabilised was a word that cropped up a few times from Fed Chair Jay Powell. Having said that, he also warned that a banking crisis could potentially trigger a credit crunch, which would affect the US economy. And there's been discussion about whether new rules or regulations should be imposed after Silicon Valley Bank's collapse and a wider fallout for the regional banks. So there was quite a bit of discussion about this banking crisis, but I think the word stabilized was key in terms of the rhetoric from the Fed chair.
The big question, of course, is what it's going to do next at its next rate meeting. Did it give any indication of what direction it's heading in?
Well, at the moment, the rate is between 4.75% and 5%. Officials see the bank rate at 5.1% by year end. The Fed said that there could be some additional policy firming. Having said that, there is a discrepancy between what the officials are saying and what financial markets are pricing in, because markets think that the Fed won't raise rates from here and could even reduce them by year end. But there is often a bit of a discrepancy between the market pricing and then what the officials are saying. And it looks as though the officials are a bit more hawkish than the markets.
The Bank of England, of course, makes its own rate decision today. We saw inflation in the UK actually increase last month. It's pretty much nailed on now that we're going to see an increase in the UK today.
Yeah, I think it is. I think those inflation figures yesterday coming in hotter than expected, still stuck in double digits above 10%, really emboldens the Bank of England to continue with its rate hiking agenda. The bank rate is currently at 4% and it's likely to go up to 4.25% today, but it could be one of the final rate rises of the current cycle, having already raised rates by 10 times in a row over the last 18 months. And today could be the 11th rate increase consecutively.
We saw results this morning from Lloyd's of London. They swung to a loss and they've blamed write-downs and investments because of interest rates. So it really is a balancing act for the Bank of England that they can't be too aggressive.
That's right. And the Bank of England will be paying close attention to the turmoil in the banking sector because those rising rates last year were responsible for Silicon Valley Bank's big loss on its bond portfolio. And that spurred quite a lot of turmoil within the sector more broadly. There is a line of thinking that banking crisis would be negative for the economy and in turn could be deflationary by taking some of the heat out of the economy. So central banks, including the Bank of England now, are not just looking at the inflation figures, they're also looking at the potential downward effect on inflation from any fallout or further fallout, should I say, from the collapse of SVB and the broader contagion within financials.
We wait to see what the Bank of England has to say this afternoon. Victoria Scholar, Head of Investment at Interactive Investor, thank you very much for that.